It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. We'll hear a report this morning that explores the coal industry 2 years into the Trump administration.
We have some pretty troubling signs about the outlook for the Chinese economy this coming year, and that could take the wind out of the sails of the metallurgical coal market pretty quickly.
That story from the Ohio Valley Resource in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The West Virginia Senate is set to vote today on a long, sweeping, and controversial education reform bill, also known as the Omnibus Education Bill. Dave Mistich has more.
To talk about coal, President Trump.
Senate Bill 451 ties teacher and school service personnel pay raises to a long list of proposals that public educators and their unions oppose. Those include the establishment of charter schools, education savings accounts, forcing members to sign off annually on the deduction of union dues, and denying teachers pay during a strike. The bill also includes a non-severability clause, which means that should any part of the bill be struck down in a court challenge, the entire measure would be null and void. Leaders of educator and service personnel unions have announced that local chapters will vote this week whether to authorize a strike if necessary. If the Senate passes the bill, the measure will head to the House of Delegates, where its fate is unknown. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.
When President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tomorrow, he'll talk about job growth, and it's quite likely he'll talk about coal. The coal industry and its out-of-work miners have been important symbols for Trump. But as Brittany Patterson reports, after 2 years under Trump, more coal power plants are closing down, and coal employment is at an all-time low.
To talk about coal, President Trump likes to come to the Ohio Valley. Here he is speaking at a November rally in Huntington, West Virginia.
We've ended the war on beautiful, clean coal, and we're putting our coal miners back to work. That you know better than anybody.
But federal data tell a different story. Preliminary figures for 2018 show fewer than 81,000 people were employed by mine operators and contractors. That's a record low, and about 1,000 fewer than were employed by coal in the last year of the Obama administration. Industry analysts say Trump's looser environmental rules have not helped.
So we had some pretty significant regulatory rollbacks in 2018, including the replacement of the Clean Power Plan with a new rule by the Trump administration.
That's Trevor Hauser, a coal analyst at the independent research company Rhodium Group.
2018 was a record year in terms of coal plant retirements. So we're closing more coal plants than we ever have in the past, and there is no indication on the horizon that any utility in the country is planning on building a new coal-fired power plant, even under the current, more relaxed regulatory environment.
Here in the Ohio Valley, Utility First Energy Solutions declared bankruptcy. Then it announced it would close two coal-fired power plants, one in Pennsylvania and one in Ohio. Another of its plants in West Virginia will close by 2022. Another major utility, American Electric Power, announced it was moving up the closure date for one of its Ohio coal plants. These closures mean there are fewer places to sell coal burned for electricity. That concerns Jason Bostic with the West Virginia Coal Association.
If you look at the share of where the coal was headed, the domestic utility market for West Virginia coal continues to decline, and that's extremely concerning.
Nationwide and here in the Ohio Valley, the amount of coal mined dropped to the lowest level in nearly 40 years. Coal exports, however, were up, specifically the kind used to make steel. The industry calls that metallurgical, or met coal for short. In places like West Virginia, overseas demand for met coal pushed production up.
Thank heavens for an increased domestic steel industry and a whole lot of international coal exports.
To meet that demand, some mines, especially in West Virginia and Virginia, have reopened. Federal data show West Virginia mines added a little over 500 jobs in 2018. Tom McLaughlin trains coal miners in Northern Virginia, where some met coal mines have ramped up production. He says he's been busy since Trump took office.
Well, as soon as Trump got elected, it was like somebody taking the finger out of the dam. There was all kinds of activity, including especially the training, and it's held up fairly well since.
But even in West Virginia, where things have looked slightly better for the industry, there were also some high-profile mine closures. A mine in Wyoming County shut its doors in October, putting about 400 miners out of work. And there's a lot of indications that that international demand for met coal, especially by China, is cooling off. Here's Hauser again.
2019, we have some pretty troubling signs about the outlook for the Chinese economy this coming year. And that could take the wind out of the sails of the metallurgical coal market pretty quickly.
It's possible that West Virginia's bounce in production could be a brief one. Elsewhere around the Ohio Valley, coal employment has been stagnant at best. Ohio mines added just 16 jobs last year, and Kentucky lost almost 400 jobs. Retired Kentucky miner Larry Miller says that doesn't surprise him. He says he never thought there was anything Trump could do.
So it's a matter of economics. I don't think it's sustainable. And I really don't think that the EPA, the relaxing of the rules might help some, but I don't think it's the main driver for the job loss.
Miller worked for more than two decades underground and says he made a good living. But he says he's seeing firsthand that coal is no longer an economic source of electricity. For example, near his slice of Western Kentucky, a group of utilities is installing a large-scale solar farm.
I think coal is pretty much, it's not going to be gone, but it's not going to be the economic engine that it once was. And I made a good living in coal for a long time, and I liked it, so I don't take pleasure in saying that.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration recently adjusted down its coal forecast. It expects coal production to hit a record low in 2019. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.